Before Tuesday's election, New York Senator Chuck Schumer had a chance to be the most powerful man in Washington. WNYC's Washington correspondent John O'Connor reports that now the Senate's likely next minority leader will have to lead his political party out of the wilderness.
Chuck Schumer spent years building towards this election, recruiting candidates, raising money, and fine-tuning a message to win a Democratic majority in the Senate. Instead, Donald Trump won a surprise victory in the presidential campaign that helped Republicans keep control. That makes Schumer, the other 47 Senate Democrats, and the threat of a filibuster the last check against a GOP-controlled government, says former Senate aide James Manley.
He's going to have to play most of the time playing defensive baseball, trying to block all of the bad ideas that Republicans are quickly dreaming up. I'm afraid that they see an opportunity to go for it all.
Manley knows what that's like. He spent 6 years as communications director for outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. Democrats had to scratch and claw to protect Obama-era accomplishments, such as the Affordable Care Act or the Dodd-Frank financial protections. Getting anything through the Senate requires at least 60 votes, which means Republicans will need some Democratic help.
And that's where Senator Schumer's influence is going to come in.
Trump and congressional Republicans say repealing Obamacare is a top priority. Some of that can be done by executive order, but other parts will require legislation. Trump also says he'll quickly nominate someone to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court, which will require the advice and consent of the Senate. Schumer hasn't publicly commented on the Trump victory yet, except in a statement where he said Senate Democrats will defend our values. He said the party will spend the next weeks reflecting and plotting a new path forward. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was feeling much looser talking about the election results Wednesday.
I hope you're having as good a day as I am.
McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, frequently battled with Reid, a former boxer from Nevada, always willing to throw a political punch. Schumer is more of a behind-the-scenes dealmaker, and McConnell says they'll get along.
I respect him. I think he's very smart. I think we'll be fine. We both have our roles to play. I don't expect him to enthusiastically embrace my agenda. On the other hand, to do things in the Senate, you have to have some bipartisan support.
But while Trump's victory was a rebuke of Hillary Clinton and other Democrats, experts say voters also rejected traditional Republicans. House and Senate Republicans have wanted to cut entitlement programs like Social Security or Medicare. Trump has said he'll save those programs and won't cut benefits. Former House Democratic staffer Michael Hacker says that could give Democrats an opening to cut deals with the Republican president on programs popular with voters.
When you think about those positions, that's just anti-Paul Ryan.
Hacker says Schumer and Democrats were offered something else to work with in Trump's victory speech.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure.
Trump's billion-dollar construction plan could be a first step for Schumer and the Democrats trying to tackle their bigger challenge, a winning message with voters.
It's a departure from what we think of as a conservative orthodoxy. How he governs is an open question, and I think there are opportunities and avenues for Democrats to work with the president on an economic policy that puts the middle class and working class first.
Schumer will also have to balance differences within his own party. Vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine will return to the Senate as a Clintonian centrist. But Manley expects Schumer's bigger challenge will be managing progressive Democrats who want to push their economic message.
I'm confident that progressives in the Senate, including Senator Warren and Senator Sanders, among others, are going to go on offense. But I expect Schumer is going to have to deal with a very antsy and or very aggressive Senate Democratic caucus.
That means reworking the party's position on trade deals or working with Trump to combat China's manipulating its currency to benefit its economy. Hacker says Schumer will have the first shot at drafting that new message.
By default, he will have one of the largest megaphones because there's such a vacuum now.
And Schumer is uniquely qualified. He's quick with a quip on camera and proven his political instincts by recruiting good candidates who can win in red-leaning states like Indiana or Missouri.
Chuck Schumer is a Swiss Army knife. He has all of the tools in one legislator that you would want to be leading a reconstruction effort of this magnitude. And I think he's honest, and it will be a brutally honest assessment that he will have to undertake.
For WNYC, I'm John O'Connor in Washington.